FBI warns of cargo theft surge tied to cybercrime. The FBI is now warning about a surge in cargo theft tied to cybercriminals, but this is not new information for much of the freight industry. The concern is valid, as the shift in operations has created an opening that continues to be exploited. This change began around 2021, when fraud moved into the transaction itself. Loads were no longer being taken from yards or truck stops, but were instead being redirected before pickup ever happened. Identities were copied, emails were manipulated, and legitimate companies were used as cover. The freight still moved, but control changed hands early. This was not caused by a single tactic, but rather a system built for speed. Digital onboarding increased, remote communication replaced in-person checks calls, and processes stayed the same while exposure increased. When the market slowed, the pressure to move quickly remained, creating an imbalance that continues to be exploited. The activity spread across lanes, commodities, and regions without needing to change much at the surface level. Groups behind these thefts are not relying on force, but rather on consistency. The same patterns continue to work because they fit inside normal workflows. By the time attention reaches a national level, these methods are established. They have moved volume, created losses, and done most of the damage before they are formally recognized. The risk is no longer physical, as the supply chain was designed to keep freight moving with minimal friction. This type of exposure does not show up the way traditional theft does. There is no immediate signal that something is wrong. The issue is only visible after the handoff has already taken place. At that point, options are limited and recovery becomes unlikely. Parts of the industry have already adjusted to this reality. Verification is being applied at more than one point in the shipment. Identity is being confirmed closer to execution, not just at onboarding. The focus has shifted from appearance to proof. The FBI raising concern brings attention, but it does not change the timeline. This has already been in motion. The gap is between when the problem began and when it became widely acknowledged. Closing that gap is what matters now. The industry must acknowledge the shift and take proactive measures to secure its operations.